This is CBS Eye on the World with Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, and the dusty one, Indiana Honeline, into the studio, his bag of tricks, his bullwhip down, the chapeau, dust all over the room, just returned from the 800th anniversary of the Synod of Oxford. Thaddeus?
Indiana, there was a long overdue apology issued at this synod and at this anniversary, and it's in full accord with the Catholic Church as well. And why is it relevant today?
Well, it's very relevant because it's an 800-year-old apology that was overdue, and a special service at Christ Church Cathedral in Oxford, which the Chief Rabbi of England and representatives of the Archbishop of Canterbury joined and extending an apology to the Jews, because at the time, a tithe was placed on the Jews, a tax was them. They were required to wear identifying badges, which some say led to subsequent incidents in history when Jews were forced to use these special badges, and they banned from professions. And ultimately, in 1290, the mass expulsion of 3,000 Jews, which was the Jewish population in England by that point, and they were not permitted to return for 360 years until Oliver Cromwell in 1656 readmitted them. And they say that they prayed that they would reject the contemporary forms of anti-Judaism and anti-Semitism and appreciate and receive the gift of our Jewish neighbors. So this was a very meaningful statement. The Church of England was formed in the 1500s when Henry VIII broke from the Catholic Church. So they weren't responsible, but they see themselves as the leading voice of Christianity and therefore took on this responsibility, and it was greatly appreciated.
Indiana, you've been in Mesopotamia, a.k.a. Iraq, with your colleagues at the German Archaeological Institute, and you found Noah's Ark or something like Noah's Ark. Please help us.
Well, it is actually something very much like Noah's Ark. This is in the Mesopotamian city of Uruk, which is called Unug in Sumerian, and it was one of the oldest and most powerful cities in the land of Sumer, which was southern Iraq, and they uncovered what was then on the banks of Euphrates rivers, which has since moved far away from that area, the remains of a 4,000-year-old, 23-foot-long and 4.5-foot-wide ship that described by those who discovered it as using the same methodologies and techniques used in Noah's Ark that we read about in the Bible. And it was made out of organic materials, which did not obviously don't remain, but it was covered in a combination of crude oil and which was used for waterproofing in that time. And that remains. So we see the shape of it. They're working very carefully to dislodge it and to be able to keep as much as possible intact. So they covered it in clay and plaster shell before excavating it completely. And they hope to put it on display in an Iraqi museum in Baghdad. But to think about something 4,000 years old, and the outer bitumen cover, which was used to preserve it, was remained. So we see the size and we see the shape of it, and I'm sure much more will be learned from it.
The speculation is that if there was a Noah's Ark to be found, it would look like this?
Well, it won't look physically like it, because we know from the Bible the dimensions are much greater when we had all of the animals on it. But it will look, the construction will be similar. The technology will be very similar to what was used on this ship. So on this boat, rather. And I think that we'll see that the organic materials and others, whatever would remain of a Noah's Ark, if it's found. And I know that Indiana's relatives and others have been searching for it for a long time. Movies about it. I upped them by finding at least this remnant.
You're back out on the trail, Indiana, to look for the original Noah's Ark. Indiana Honeline himself, Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,